From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. How you doing, Melissa?
I'm okay.
Well, good. We were invited by CBS to take a sneak peek at the series premiere of 11th Hour, which premieres at 9 p.m. Thursday, October 9th. It's actually an American adaptation of a British miniseries. Did you know that?
I did hear that.
And the British miniseries starred Patrick Stewart. Rufus Sewell, who is British, takes over Stewart's role for the U.S. version. And what's your initial thought of it, Melissa?
I was not fond of it.
Why?
I did not think it was very realistic in any way, and it was just too far-fetched for me.
You had mentioned one scene that particularly disturbed you. Can you tell us a bit?
Yes, being in news research, I really noticed a scene where they were trying to find a story in the newspaper about a man whose son had died, and they went to the library and looked up the actual hard copies of the newspaper when I think anyone these days would probably get on the computer and be Googling or looking up the actual newspapers. Hopefully, library. So
yeah, that's true. Well, let's tell you a little bit about 11th Hour, first of all. It follows Jacob Hood, a special science advisor to the government who investigates scientific crisis and oddities. He is called in at the 11th Hour and represents the last line of defense. And his co-starring in the show is Marley Shelton. You might remember this. She played Tommy McGuire's love interest in Pleasantville.
Okay, I did not remember that.
Well, in 11th Hour, she plays FBI Special Agent Rachel Young, who is assigned to watch Hood's back.
I was not impressed with her part at all. Yeah. I don't know if it's just the part or it's her, but and Rufus Sewell I thought was okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just wasn't thrilled with, I guess, the premise.
Yeah. Well, initially, CBS actually sent us two episodes. I watched both of them. I understand you only watched the one.
Yes.
And the first one I saw was an episode called Cardiac, which it turns out is going to be episode two, and I was impressed. I liked it. I enjoyed it. And then I got a hold of the BBC miniseries and watched it, and the first episode I watched of it was Resurrection, which is the series premiere on CBS. And when I watched the CBS version, there was no originality. It was basically the British miniseries done with, you know, American accents.
Did you like Patrick Stewart a lot better than Rufus Sewell?
I couldn't really say. I thought they were both equal in that part.
But it was just kind of a rehash.
Yeah, exactly. But I think I will follow the series because I like those kind of shows, the CSI, you know, Criminal Minds type shows. But you?
No.
No.
No, but maybe I didn't watch the first episode. I may need to give it another chance.
Well, you saw the premiere episode, Resurrection. It's that episode that I watched first, Cardiac, that, you know, I was impressed with. But quickly, Resurrection, the series premiere that you'll see on October 9th, and I wondered if you had problems with the storyline. It dealt with,
the cloning. It was
that's
about
right.
Yeah, I didn't care for it a whole lot the way even that story started out.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, is maybe the cloning aspect storyline didn't interest you so much. But anyway, so Melissa says,
I say probably don't waste your time. But then again, I only saw one episode, so I may need to give it another try.
And I say I'm going to keep watching. And, that's a wrap for this week. We'll return next Friday to discuss another upcoming program. But feel free to check out TV Preview any day, anytime, at your convenience.